It's Elwood's Blues Break.
I'm CeCe Ryder. You know what? Today's a good day, because we're heading up the country and we're going to see whose jumper's hanging on the line. It's the birthday of R.L. Burnside. You dig?
Are you ready to join thousands of other clans in a war to control kingdoms? Build up your army, battle enemies, and manage your city's resources to become one of the most powerful lords of all. In Clash of Kings, Last Empire, now is the time for you to join the fight and make history. So rise up, build your empire, make alliances, and defeat your enemies. Download Clash of Kings now. Clash of Kings, available on the iTunes App Store and Google Play.
It's go time this Black Friday at PetSmart. Go big and save up to 50% on tons of gifts for pets. Go tasty with the lowest prices of the year on treats and rawhide. Go bold and save 50% on pet holiday fashion and toys. Go wild and save 50% on live pets, habitats, and aquariums. Go home happy and give cheer to your best friend. PetSmart. Offer valid with Pet Perks membership on 11/27 only. While supplies last, selection may vary by store.
He was born Robert Lee. His friends called him Rule, but we know him as R.L. Burnside. R.L. lived most of his life in what's called the Hill Country, northern Mississippi, just east of the Delta. That means he was steeped in some pretty original and killer music, like the slide and drone of the legendary Mississippi Fred McDowell.
If you see my baby Lonnie standing around, you know we get ready, man, we gonna shake him on down.
R.L. first heard Mississippi Fred when he was 8 years old, and at 16, R.L. was taking lessons from him, and by 21, he was playing with McDowell on stage. But it took a while for R.L. to make it in music. He bounced around a bit, went to Chicago, moved back to Mississippi, killed a man, landed in Parchman Farm Prison. He got released, and he went back to life as a tractor driver. All the while, he worked on his playing, droning single-chord numbers that backed his powerful voice, which only got richer with age. Some say Mississippi Fred never really championed him because he was worried that R.L. just posed way too much competition. So it wasn't until much later on that R.L. got his due. He was recorded for the first time in 1967, but it took till the 90s for him to hit his stride. And that was largely thanks to the fine folks at Fat Possum Records. Now, R.L. is one of the most beloved paragons of modern up-country blues. But enough from me. Here's the raw power of R.L. Burnside.
It's bad, you know, when you have those guns and they try to slip out on you. I had one like that.
was R.L. Burnside for you with Going Down South. Mr. Burnside was born on this day in 1926 in northern Mississippi. For some incredible footage of R.L. in his element, why don't you come up to my hill country, ccriderblues.com. I'm C.C. Rider.